This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message came in a statement released late Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. The mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified, and their next of kin has been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of the bodies. The Miami-Dade County Fire Chief said that it was uncertain when recovery operations would be completed. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that in its entirely conceivable, mainly likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing rebuttal from U.S. health officials saying booster shots were not needed at this time. More at VOAnews.com. This